Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Den of Thieves by James B. Stewart is a landmark work of narrative business journalism that chronicles the insider trading scandals that shook Wall Street in the 1980s. Centering on the rise and fall of high-profile financiers, dealmakers, and traders, the book traces how a boom era of leveraged buyouts, aggressive mergers, and fast money created fertile ground for illicit information networks. Stewart maps the ecosystem in which ambition, status, and competition pushed market participants toward increasingly risky behavior, while regulators and prosecutors struggled to keep pace. The story is also a portrait of institutions, investment banks, law firms, and regulatory bodies, showing how culture and incentives can normalize ethical shortcuts. Rather than focusing only on courtroom outcomes, the book emphasizes the mechanics of how insider tips traveled, how trades were structured and concealed, and how investigations were built. The result is both a gripping true crime narrative and a cautionary study of power in modern finance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 1980s Wall Street machine and the incentives that fueled misconduct. A central theme is how the decade's financial environment made illegal shortcuts tempting and, in some circles, easy to rationalize. The book situates insider trading within an era defined by takeover battles, merger mania, and enormous fee pools tied to getting deals done. When compensation and prestige are linked to speed and access, non-public information becomes a competitive weapon. Stewart highlights how relationships across banks, law firms, and corporate suites can blur professional boundaries, creating informal channels where sensitive details leak. The narrative explains why insider trading was not merely a matter of a few rogue actors, but a product of incentives that rewarded aggressive behavior and punished hesitation. Readers see how deal flow, client expectations, and personal status reinforced a culture of secrecy and bravado. This topic also clarifies why enforcement was difficult. The most valuable information was often shared in private, embedded in social trust, and masked by plausible deniability. The book's broader lesson is that market misconduct often begins with structural pressures and cultural norms, not just individual moral failure, making prevention as much about systems as it is about policing. Secondly, networks of information. How insider tips spread and were monetized. Another important topic is the operational reality of insider trading, how it actually works in practice. Stewart depicts webs of contacts where confidential details move from corporate insiders to intermediaries and, ultimately, to traders who can profit quickly. The emphasis is on process, who talks to whom, what motivates the sharing, and how information is converted into positions in the market. The book shows how informal favors, reciprocal relationships, and career leverage can turn a one-off disclosure into a repeatable pipeline. It also explores how participants tried to manage exposure through coded language, indirect communications, and strategic timing, relying on the complexity of markets to hide unusual activity. This topic illuminates why enforcement agencies focus on patterns, link analysis, and corroboration, because a single trade rarely proves intent. By portraying the human side of information networks, ambition, loyalty, fear, and ego, the narrative makes the mechanics understandable even for readers without a finance background. The takeaway is that illegal edge often looks like ordinary networking until profit and repetition reveal an underlying system. Thirdly, investigations and prosecutions, building cases in a world of secrecy, Den of Thieves also functions as a procedural account of how complex financial crimes are investigated. Stewart describes the challenge of proving that a trader acted on material non-public information rather than public research, luck, or market intuition. Readers learn why prosecutors rely on circumstantial evidence, timelines, phone records, cooperation agreements, and the gradual flipping of witnesses to climb from minor participants to major figures. The book underscores the adversarial complexity of white-collar cases, well-funded defense teams, reputation management, and the technical sophistication of financial transactions. It also shows the high stakes for institutions and individuals, where careers can be destroyed long before verdicts, and where cooperation can shorten sentences but carry lasting social costs. This topic highlights the strategic nature of enforcement, including the selection of charges, the pressure points used to secure testimony, and the public signaling value of landmark convictions. Beyond the legal drama, the narrative reveals an enduring tension. Markets benefit from trust and transparency, yet the incentives for concealment are powerful. The reader comes away with a clearer understanding of why financial enforcement can be slow, complex, and politically sensitive. Fourthly, ethics, status, and rationalization in high-performing financial cultures, a deeper layer of the book is its examination of how successful professionals justify crossing lines. Stewart portrays a world where status competition and the pursuit of belonging can shape decisions as much as money does. insider trading is shown not only as a legal violation, but as a behavioral pattern reinforced by peer validation, elite access, and the thrill of winning. The narrative illustrates how people construct stories that make misconduct feel acceptable, such as believing everyone does it, seeing rules as obstacles for outsiders, or treating confidential information as a perk of relationships. This topic matters because it connects individual choices to group dynamics. When a culture celebrates aggression, secrecy, and domination, ethical boundaries can erode incrementally. The book also highlights the role of institutions in enabling or discouraging misconduct through compliance rigor, leadership tone, and consequences for rule breaking. For readers, the value is practical. It prompts reflection on how rationalizations emerge in any high-pressure field and how small compromises can escalate. The broader lesson is that integrity is not just personal character, but also the outcome of incentives, norms, and accountability. Lastly, impact and legacy. What the scandals changed about Wall Street and regulation, the book's final major topic, is the lasting impact of the insider trading era on markets, public confidence, and regulatory strategy. Stewart shows how headline cases can reshape how financial institutions think about risk, surveillance, and reputational exposure. High-profile prosecutions helped redefine the boundaries of acceptable conduct and signaled that sophisticated actors were not immune to consequences. This topic explores how scandals trigger institutional reforms, stronger compliance programs, and more proactive monitoring of trading activity, while also revealing the limits of reform when competitive pressure persists. The narrative encourages readers to consider how regulation evolves, often reactively, propelled by public outrage, political will, and the need to restore trust. It also addresses the enduring debate about fairness in markets, where unequal access to information can undermine the idea of a level playing field. Even for readers not involved in finance, the legacy matters because it shapes retirement accounts, corporate governance, and the credibility of major financial institutions. The book remains relevant as a historical case study of how financial innovation, weak oversight, and human ambition can interact, and how enforcement and culture must continually adapt. In conclusion, Den of Thieves is best suited for readers who enjoy true stories about power, money, and consequences, including business students, finance professionals, policy-minded readers, and anyone curious about how Wall Street really works when incentives run hot. It also fits general nonfiction fans who want a narrative that explains complex systems through people and events, rather than abstract theory. The book can benefit a reader's life by sharpening ethical awareness and decision-making. It shows how rationalizations form, how reputations can collapse quickly, and how systems reward behavior that later becomes indefensible. Even outside finance, the lessons apply to any high-pressure environment where access, networking, and competition can blur professional boundaries. Compared with similar books that either sensationalize scandals or focus narrowly on legal outcomes, Stewart's work is worth buying because it connects culture, incentives, investigative tactics, and institutional behavior into one coherent story. It delivers both a gripping account and a practical framework for understanding market integrity. If you want a foundational narrative about modern financial misconduct and its ripple effects, this book remains a strong, lasting investment. If you would like to support James B. Stewart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.